Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I just had that realization where you kind of sit back and you get the view from 30,000 feet, the overview of the weekend. It was a pretty good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
It was a pretty good weekend.
Really, I didn't even do anything exciting. You had the most exciting weekend, I think, out of all of us.
Yeah.
Did I? I mean, I don't know. I was working. Yes. Working.
How was it?
Doing stuff.
So you were at the raceway the entire weekend. How was it on Saturday?
Because
I know the
rainy. Tense.
They got through 50 laps, and then they had to kind of like cancel it all, and then they redid it last night.
You can't run in the rain.
No.
They don't have rain tires. Those tires don't have any tread on them. They don't have it, so there's nowhere for the water to go. Yeah, and you even just get a spit of rain and you're done. Oh. And so literally I was out there doing it.
you weren't on the track.
part of the show. So they would get the track all dry and then it would sprinkle again. And it's like, James. It's like right after you mopped your kitchen floor and then you spill your Kool-Aid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just cleaned it. Now I got a big red stain on the floor again. It's ridiculous. But what was fun was we were all crammed into an office watching the Rebel game.
Rebel
shocked the world. Beat previously unbeaten. What were they? 25-0, number 4 in the nation, San Diego State, beat them in their own barn.
How damn exciting.
I heard from people it's never been that quiet in that building.
Really?
It's really good. Really, really good. Senior night, everybody wear white, coming up on Wednesday at the Thomas & Mack, and this is where we all sing the national anthem. So, and it's cool.
That's awesome.
We usually make SportsCenter.
Very fun.
I'm just saying. So wear white. So, and then Little Jets, a Golden Knights game.
Yeah.
Amazing. Were you up in Hyde again?
Yes, it was in Hyde. And I don't know if it was the amount of alcohol, but the game was really slow. And the morale was really down until we obviously started scoring. Then little by little we'd pick up, but that was like the slowest. I've only been to two, but it's the slowest game I've ever
been to. You know what that is, though?
You've got a sample size now.
Yeah. You know what that is, though? That's like post-first game hype.
Yep.
So, like, you've been to the first game, and everything was exciting because there was a first for everything.
Yes.
And
so
now you've
bright,
been there.
And it was so loud, and it was so fast. And now you're like, I've done this.
All good.
Even with the Olympic hockey team there, I heard people were, like, losing their minds. You didn't care.
I didn't hear anyone losing their mind.
No, I saw a lot of that.
That's so funny. I saw a lot of that everyone's timeline. It was like literally, like I didn't see anything about, unfortunately, maybe it plays into what you said. I didn't see anything about the game. All I saw was about the Olympic athletes that were there from the 1980 team.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh my God, this is huge.
Those guys are great. And I've always said hockey people are the best people.
Yeah.
And these guys at this stage of their lives now, it's funny because they're old guys.
Yeah.
They're old because you figure that was 40 years ago and they were all in their 20s, you know, 20-ish.
Yep.
When that happens, so they're older guys now, and you can just tell they're appreciative. But also, I try to be really cool in those situations. As much as I was freaking out and fanboying, because over the 40 years, how many stupid things have people said to them? You know what
right?
I mean?
Just
stupid. So I found myself prefacing every single thing that I said to one of those guys on that Miracle on Ice team. Every single thing I said to one of those guys was, well, I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times before. And then I said it anyway. But it was awesome.
Did they find that entertaining?
I think so. I think you could tell that there was okay, so in the movie, and this is just technical hockey stuff, and I'll just in the movie Miracle, which you know I love.
Yes.
There's the big goal that Mike Ruzioni, the captain, he scores to put the U.S. up 4-3 with 10 minutes to go. It's an amazing thing. Even if you don't know anything about it, if you saw the video of it and you saw the celebration after, you'd go, oh, I think I've seen that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what? This looks familiar to me. In the movie, and I don't know why they filmed it this way, he's offside. It's illegal. They would have blown the whistle. They would have blown the whistle, no shot, no goal. That's not how it happened.
Okay.
You know, it's perfectly legal, and I don't know why they filmed it that way. And I asked him. I said, did you ever ask anybody? And he just looks at me and he goes, thank God it's a movie. But it was one of those things that you could tell that he was like, I've answered this a million times.
Yeah.
But you seem cool, so I'm going to cut you a break. It's great. All right, let's get started. It's Monday. Chet Buchanan Show, Before the Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
What a spectacular weekend. Seriously, what an amazing weekend.
It was such a great weekend.
The more that you think about it, and even though rain ruined everything out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's always nice to get rain in the desert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially during cooler times.
It straight out sucked. It straight out sucked for us. Oh. But here's the other thing, too. And we figured it out. I've been out there for 7 years now. In one form or another.
Yeah.
And never really had that. We've kind of always had the threat of it in the spring. And they've moved it around. We used to race in March, you know. And then they moved it to February. And now we're even earlier in February. And, of course, you know how people are on social media. They took our date for the race. They took our date from Atlanta. They used to go Daytona, Atlanta. Then they'd come out west. And for whatever reason, they put us on this second week of the racing season.
Okay.
Now. And, of course, there were people going, weather's perfect in Atlanta this weekend. Shut up. Yeah, but it was different.
I kind of enjoyed because they ran the rest of the race last night after the big race happened yesterday afternoon.
That sucked too.
I you know what? I didn't mind it because Riley Herbst raced in that race on Saturday. Uh-huh. And
Troy, isn't that Troy's kid?
Troy's kid.
Is he Troy's kid? Because I saw Troy, and so I'm putting two and two together.
Yeah.
Yes, Riley Herbst, yes, of Terrible Herbst fame.
Has been racing since he was, like, a little kid, and so now he's really coming into his own. So it was really exciting when I was at the sports book yesterday watching him.
He literally set a track record coming out of the birth canal. Yeah. fastest child ever.
Yes.
At Spring Valley Hospital. At Spring Valley Hospital. Yeah. It's true. There's a plaque on the wall.
I was gonna say a big old mural of him.
Yeah, sure.
So we were really enjoying watching him yesterday. Like it's cool to see like hometown like guys like that that are like making it, you know what I mean?
Riley got a top 10 finish and the other hometown guy in the Xfinity series, Noah Gragson, mm-hmm. was top 5. And he won it at Daytona last week. So life is good. That was great if you didn't have to stay. That was the thing. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm mm-hmm. glad it fit into your schedule. But, finishing up the cup race and then, okay, now we're going to do another 150 laps of Xfinity. Fantastic. Literally, we did victory lane and there were like 6 people left. So I was like, we got out
of
there.
It's a long day.
I have never left Las Vegas Motor Speedway so quickly in my life. Like we didn't even have to slow down coming out of the parking lot. Just straight out. So I guess to that point, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. But Lil Jess went to her second Golden Knights game.
Yeah, that was fun up at the Hyde. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to ask you. So you ended up, at a sofa. Hmm?
Eventually. Yeah. Towards like the last 10 minutes. And it was my gals that I went with, Saudi and Drea. They went to go sit on the arm of the sofa and I just stayed back with the other girls.
The sofas are reserved, right?
I believe it was because these people were there for a while.
But we're going to go sit on the, so we're not going to go sit on the whole thing. We're going to sit on the arm.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
So from a distance, I was like, okay, the people sitting on the sofa didn't say anything or whatever. Then they
got up. Oh, there were still people sitting on the sofa?
Yeah.
And they sat on the arm?
Yeah, they kind of like, they sat on the arm.
It was a lean. Probably.
Yeah, bold move. That's a bold strategy.
One thigh, you know, sitting on this arm.
That's a bold strategy.
Eventually, the women that were sitting there had gotten up, and there was some time that went by, so I was like, okay, I'm going to go lean on the other side of it. Just to go, that way it doesn't feel like we're excluding anyone. So I went over there, obviously, my tall self. I really went to go sit. So sure. I go over there.
Yeah, because the lean is awkward at that point.
Yeah. And my friend Drea was like, just sit down on the couch. Sit on the couch. And I didn't because I was like, okay, this is reserved for somebody.
That's
I didn't
want to
deal with it, right? Then eventually they never came back. So I sat down. And then, of course, you know, because I'm sitting down like I'm the queen of that sofa.
Are you spread out? Are you chick spreading?
Now, there was a gentleman at the end of the sofa who didn't seem to have a problem with it. No security guard came over. So I was like, okay, I'll sit here with the intention of knowing that if these women come back, I need to get up.
Did you put your feet up? Because that's kind of
your
thing.
No, I didn't do it yet. Okay. I would have if I had another 5 minutes on there. Then the women come back and... there's always that one, the leader of the pack, you know, the one that leads them over there. She just walked up already with, I'm going to have to kick this girl's butt for sitting in my seat.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, this is your seat, right? And she's like, yeah. It's like, oh, no problem, I'll get up. But it's like the face, which has tone attached to it.
Oh, you are so into that, though.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Nile Horan tickets, Monster Jam tickets, Adam Lambert tickets, a $250 promo card to Living Spaces, or Rebel tickets for Wednesday, Senior Night Whiteout.
Cool.
Your choice, first pick, simple, absolute best part of your weekend. Give me the headline, Kayla.
I came home Friday night and my boyfriend had brought me a brand new computer because I have been complaining for over a year that I need a new computer and I haven't done anything
about it. Not the headline, you're giving me the whole story. Lil Jess, headline, best part of your weekend.
Best part of my weekend, recovering.
Best part of your weekend?
U.S. Olympic hockey team. That's the first. I'm going with the first thing that came to my mind. 702-364-9890. Let's do it.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Gosh, how do you narrow it down? What was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Deanna, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Celebrating my daughter's 13th birthday at Las Vegas Ice Rink.
That's sweet.
You did what?
Celebrated my daughter's 13th birthday?
No, the second part of it.
Oh, at Las Vegas Ice Rink?
Oh.
Ice skating?
I thought you said something about drinking with your daughter. I was like, oh my God, that's...
She's 13.
That's what I'm saying to you. It's exactly what I'm saying to you. Wayne the Flagger, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, I had all kinds of stuff. You know, NASCAR was great. The buffet at Alejante was great. the edibles were great, but running into Angie and Saudi at the draft bar and hanging out drinking with those two was...
this guy, was no filter. Nice. The edibles were great.
Oh,
what are you doing? What are you doing right now?
You killed it, Chet, man. I just got to say. Is it weird if I say I'm proud of you?
Oh, no, that's not weird. Thank you.
Very sweet.
No, that's very kind of you. I'm sorry we didn't get to hook up. So here's what I understand. I was pretty much within, 20, maybe 30 yards of just about everybody the entire time in NASCAR. But I didn't see anybody. I kept missing people. Wayne, I hear that I missed you. I missed you by about 10 seconds three different times.
Wow.
Yeah, true story.
That's crazy.
It's all good, man.
Wayne was holding court. Wayner was holding court at NASCAR. It was good stuff. Teresa, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Hanging out with my kids in the rain. That rain was the best.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go outside and play in the rain? What did you do?
We went outside, played in the rain, then watched movies, Disney Channel. It was just like a
a great weekend. Like, mind you, my kids are old now, so for me to be able to enjoy them in the rain this time is good.
No, that's nice. That's great. No, that is nice. My buddy was in town from Seattle and just did not understand everyone's unnatural love for the rain. I'm like, you don't understand. It's different.
Oh, yeah.
Us,
every window, every sliding glass door was open.
Oh, good Lord, Charlene. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I went to a pure romance party. It was a blast.
Hey.
A what? A what is
pure romance? What I think it is.
A fun party. Yes, it is. Did you pick it was a blast.
Did you pick up some deals?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you grab the rabbit?
That's enough. DLK, Blue Diamond, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I would say Thursday night at the Star Nursery 150, Kyle Busch took 10 or 15 minutes to have a heart-to-heart with my son, Aiden.
Yeah, we can go back to Thursday for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That counts as weekend.
It's like a pre-Friday.
I'm telling you, the weekend starts Thursday.
I ran into Aiden yesterday at NASCAR, and it was fun.
Oh, very cool.
It was great.
Cool.
Yeah, he came up behind me and like slapped me in the ribs. It was awesome. It was great.
That's Aiden for you.
Yeah, he had a good weekend, huh?
They had a good weekend, yeah.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's always awesome. Hey, Shelly, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Besides sleeping in, like Saturday night, I do Uber, like part-time, but I kicked ass on Saturday night. I made like $400.
Heck yeah.
It was a good weekend.
Was that fight traffic for you?
The traffic wasn't bad between the fight and the hockey game.
Yeah.
And all the locals, you know, and tourists. But it was an awesome night for me, and nice. I only worked like 12 hours.
I didn't mean like traffic. An easy $400. I didn't mean like traffic. Was like, were you getting all of the rides from people that were at the fight and stuff like that?
It was like back to back, and I was like, wow. It's like, it kept me awake, that's for sure.
Good for you. No, that's amazing. And last one, Stephanie in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
Absolute best part of your weekend.
I celebrated my dirty 30.
Yeah, you did.
Hey. And you
lived to tell about it on Monday. Good for you.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You guys give me grief about my concern for the career of Lewis Capaldi, who just played there.
Yes.
So when you loved. But listen, I've got two words for you. Two words. Remember Lucas Graham?
Oh.
Remember Lucas Graham?
Get yourself a wife or you would be lonely. Once I was 11 years old.
Remember how much we loved Lucas Graham?
Lucas Graham.
Remember Lucas Graham as his summer jam? SPF. We did SPF at the Boulevard Pool. Like, and I said that his performance was a gift.
It really was.
And it was. And it was amazing. Where's Lucas Graham now? Nowhere.
Yeah.
He's parking cars at Treasure Island. Prove it that he's not.
Exactly. I'm like, wait, what's this? Well, I don't even know where he's
You
at.
Don't know the answer.
Yeah.
You don't know whether he is or isn't.
Exactly.
You don't. This is why I have concern for Lewis Capaldi. That's why we need to help him in any way that we can.
Yes.
And that's why it's good that he's opening for Niall Horan and Fletcher's on that show as well. She needs help, too. The Nice to Meet You tour. Have we not met Niall Horan already? All right. But he'll be at MGM Grand Garden Arena May 16th. We have tickets coming up later on this morning.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yeah, you think you had a crazy week last week? 35-year-old Holly McNally from Indianapolis would beg to differ. She had to deliver her own baby last Monday because the doctor couldn't get to her hospital room on time.
Oh, my God.
That baby was coming.
No.
A baby was coming. And then she's on her way home from the hospital on Thursday. So she had the baby Monday. She's on the way home from the hospital on Thursday. She was visiting her son, who still had to be there for observation.
Okay.
I guess. She saw an overturned tanker truck on fire. So she stopped, jumped out of the car, and helped another person pull the driver of the truck to safety right before the truck, honest to God, like in the movies, exploded.
No!
Turned out that this truck was hauling jet fuel.
What?
Luckily, they were able to get far enough away from the truck, so they're okay. The driver ended up with serious burns, but it looks like he'll be okay. Holly's mom was in the car with her when it all happened. She couldn't believe that, you know, she just had a baby 3 days ago, and she's running towards the fire. But Holly says, because she's now a mom with a new son, she knows that that dude in the car, in the truck's somebody else's son. Aww. And if it was her son, she'd want somebody else to help, so she went to help. Last thing that we had heard was that the baby was still at the hospital, but that they're hoping to bring him home later on today.
That's crazy.
This is freaking Superwoman.
Exactly.
Remake Wonder Woman. It's not the same.
Yeah, we got the wrong one. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Don't look now, but the Golden Knights are white hot.
Yeah.
Six straight wins beat Anaheim last night in overtime, 6-5. They'll be back home on Wednesday against Edmonton. Running Rebels shocked the world on Saturday.
It was an amazing game. I only caught the last, 2 minutes, but damn, that was so cool.
Previously undefeated San Diego State gets their first loss of the year. They were ranked number 4. They were the last undefeated team in college basketball. Until they run up against the Rebels in their own house, which couldn't have happened to a nicer group of fans than San Diego State.
Yeah, I feel like that's sarcasm. No comment.
No, I meant it. If you know what I mean. So Running Rebels senior night, the last home game of the year. Senior night, everybody wear white. It's white out on Wednesday. Against Boise State. Good weekend, too. And a good day today. Beautiful and around 70 today.
Okay.
You know, once we got that rain out of the way on Saturday, we had a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Sunny and 70 over the weekend, a little rain on Saturday. Life is good.
It was good.
Life is great. So how did this, little Jess, how did this all, first of all, a good time at the Golden Knights game on Saturday?
Yes, great time. Yep.
Do you have any desire to venture out of Hyde Lounge and actually sit amongst the unwashed?
I do.
In the seated area.
I do, but I think that requires a raise. I can't afford those seats.
Understood.
Right now.
Understood.
Let's get somebody special to invite me.
Yeah, because the Hyde Lounge thing is like, what, $35?
$30, yeah, $35.
That's
depending
a good deal.
On who
that
they're
might
playing.
Be the best deal in sports.
It's so much fun up there, too. It is literally like a club during the middle of a game.
And you got a good view.
Yeah.
And there's good people always up there, everybody ready to have a good time. I'm sure it's the same way when you're down on the seats, too.
Yeah, but I bet it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just a different vibe. No, mm-hmm. That's fun. So everything's going along just fine.
Yeah.
You're having a nice conversation with somebody.
Tell
the story.
A group of friends and I, we're together. We're having a good time. There's guys, there's girls. And one of my guy friends, now I don't necessarily, this is where it got odd for me because we're not besties. And we normally don't talk about this subject, but all of a sudden I go and grab a drink and my guy friend's with me hanging out.
Can I ask what subject? Can we get down that path?
Yep, getting there right now. He brings up his marriage and just automatically starts telling me how his intimacy, starts telling me the intimacy issues in his marriage.
Oh.
And we don't talk like that. No, he wasn't shooting a shot.
Are you sure?
No. But he straight TMI'd me, like went way too in. I didn't ask questions. And all of a sudden I'm like stuck. I'm like, okay, I've been drinking alcohol. I'm buzzing. And he's talking about these intimacy problems in his marriage. And does he want me to say something? Does he want me to be quiet? Like how? And then with the bartender, hurry up and get me my drink so I could try to exit this conversation.
Are you 1,000% sure that he's not trying to get to gauge your interest?
Oh no, not at all.
Not that that's important to this conversation. I was.
But some guys, that's their move.
No,
I mean, so it's important to ask. Like,
some guys, that is. Their
yeah,
move.
This was definitely not his move because eventually I did start probing, asking questions and stuff. But it just got really uncomfortable because a female friend of mine had gone into that. I just feel uncomfortable when it's marriage issues because I am not married and I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I don't want to get too deep into the issue.
Yeah.
The thing that I found intriguing is who is that person or when did it happen not too long ago that you're just having a nice time?
Right.
Everybody's having a lovely conversation. And all of a sudden, here comes the TMI. Like, oh my God, why are you telling me? I will tell you this. Because we kind of live our lives as an open book on the air.
Yeah.
I will fall victim to that. I will be the one that does this.
Because like you spill too much?
I spill too much.
Oh, interesting.
I do. I'll spill too much. I'll spill too much to people that just probably aren't ready for it. I'll freely admit it. I'm not talking about intimacy problem. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about personal.
Yeah.
But I'll throw stuff out there and afterwards I'll be like, why was I saying that?
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that. But
that I'm the one that does that?
No, I do the same thing as you. Like, I'll just share everything because I that's just how we do it.
I dropped some stuff on Kayla the other day, though, that didn't need to happen. It just happened. But we're friends.
We're friends, and it's different. Still, it's not like you're randomly telling me about it.
Afterwards, I went, I'm sorry. I probably didn't. You probably didn't need all that.
No, but I feel like I get TMI'd all the time because of the nature of what we do. Like, people just automatically want to, like, share things with us, which I'm, like, thankful for. Like, thank you for trusting me. But at the same time, I'm like, probably didn't need to know that you have a thing for, you know, certain people.
Everybody knows that you're a very, very nice person. Like, I've never seen you really angry ever. And we've known each other almost 5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen you angry. I've never seen you say a bad thing about another person. I've never seen any of that. No, I know, but not like, well, me, for example.
Like gossipy and stuff.
No, you're not gossipy, and you're not, so I think people trust you.
Okay.
So when was everything going along just fine? They dropped the TMI on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, little Jess just hanging out with some friends. All of a sudden, this guy comes up and starts talking about very personal issues with his marriage. It's like, whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Everything's just going along fine, and then all of a sudden, the TMI comes. I'll bet, Kayla, you get that a lot.
Oh, yeah. People want to, because we do a lot of relationship topics on this show. And because of that, I feel like it really does allow people to talk to me about their, like, relationship issues more. Like, oh my God. So my, like, uncle, who's not my biological uncle, he's just an uncle or whatever, like, feels, he listens to the show. He lives in, like, South Florida away from my family, messages me all the time. The other, like, 2 weeks ago, messaged me and was just out of nowhere telling me about how he got in over his head with this house because he got married last year and he wanted to surprise his wife and he bought this big, huge house and now he's in financial ruin. And I'm like, okay, it was good to hear from you. Thanks.
Fishing.
Like,
I
know.
Looking for money.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep.
I don't know, but he does this all the time.
True.
And then.
No, I get that. I get that all the time. It's funny because I was thinking I don't have a lot of people come at me like that.
Yeah.
No, they do. They do because they're looking for money. And they're looking for, because of toy drive and stuff like that, they think so. A lot of people think that I'm that guy that they can, you know, that I have bikes in my garage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and that if they need help, and I'm appreciative of that.
Okay.
It's just hard because it's not always that way.
It's not that way at all. And it's like, you want to help, but sometimes it's like all your response can be is, okay, sorry to hear that. You know what I mean?
Sorry you're having to deal with that.
We got a message on Facebook too. I'm not going to say her name, but she goes, my boss TMIs me all the time with everyone else's performance at work. We seriously had one dinner when I first joined the company last summer. And now he tells me about Trish and Jeremy and Kehlani and how they're underperforming and they're always on the verge of being fired. I can't imagine that. Having a boss that like just is like, oh yeah, that person just, I can't stand them. I would feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's an interesting spot because then you wonder what they're saying about you.
Exactly, that would cross my mind the whole time. But I'm a worry. Are you the same way as me? Like, I'm a worrywart, so I'm putting myself in her situation that I would sit there and think, oh my God, am I on the verge? Are you telling me that I'm on the verge of being fired now? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I just take a big deep breath and just go, well, all right, what can we do? You know what I mean? How can we help?
Yeah.
How can we help them?
Yeah.
How can we fix this? All right. And sometimes it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I also feel bad about too? I worry sometimes that if when people do that, that they don't have people they can talk to.
Oh, that's so sad. You're totally right, though.
That they don't have people that they can, that they're not feeling supported.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tough. Sometimes, the dude in the, where was the situation you were in?
Just at a bar.
Like at a bar.
Yeah.
That sounds to me, I know you don't think this guy's shooting his shot, but because some guy comes up and starts talking about his marital issues, mm-hmm. if you know what I'm saying. Marital issues, right?
Yeah, and he's actually a friend of mine. It's just we've never gone down that avenue together.
He's seeing if you're interested.
No.
It's so uncomfortable that he did it, though, behind his wife's back or husband. Well, I don't know what he is. But it's so uncomfortable that he didn't do that. They didn't do it together. You know what I mean? Like, that makes it more uncomfortable for me.
Well, once I knew I was finally trapped there, I asked questions. So it's like I went through what I would want somebody to do to me. Did you go to therapy? Blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, all the questions are there. And at that point, I'm just like, well, I guess you know your answer. Are you just saying it because you want somebody to say, like, I back you up, bro?
No, the whole time, he's waiting for you to say, I can help you with that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
On a very similar subject to what we just were talking about. It's not so much TMI, but people get super comfortable, I think, sometimes with certain occupations, okay. certain jobs, because that's the easy in when you're having a conversation. So what do you do? What do you do for a living? And then 9 times out of 10, somebody will have some sort of commentary on what you do for a living. What do people say to you when you tell them your job? It's the funkiest thing. Go ahead, you start.
Oh,
with radio?
I get all the time. I'm like, yeah, I work in radio. They're like, oh, so you play music. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, there's more to my job than that. I work in morning radio. We do a full show and everything. And they're like, so what songs do you play? I'm like, everything, Justin Bieber, it's all the time. People just assume that I'm sitting here pushing buttons the whole time.
Or I find that they always feel the need to either A, tell you whether they listen to the radio or not, or B, whether they listen to your show or not.
That's true.
And you ask me question. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go, like, if you go, I've always thought it was funny that, and people get competitive about it and they get weird about it. I don't, if I say, hey, what do? I work at blah, blah, blah restaurant. I never go to that restaurant. I would never say that. I would never look at them. And if they go, I work at, you know, Jimmy's Bar, I would never look at them and go, yeah, well, I only go to PT's. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I would just never do that. But people do that. Or you get... Girls don't get the face for radio thing, do they?
Oh, all the time.
They'll tell you that?
Yeah.
If you go, I work in radio, and they go, you've got a face for radio.
I've gotten that twice before.
By other girls?
Not by other girls. Like, guys that thought they were being funny, because they're like, ha-ha, it's a funny line. And I'm like, thanks.
For the record, that's not funny.
Yeah.
It might have been funny, like, 50 years ago when it first started. when you heard it from your grandpa thought it was funny. But now, just remember you heard it from your grandpa.
It's funny when it's true.
No, that's terrible.
I would never say that to anyone. And maybe I'm sensitive to it, like working in the industry or whatever. But I would never say that to anyone, even if I was like the least attracted to you. Like if I looked at you and I was like, ugh, I would never say that to anyone.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
that's
well,
horrible.
You're ugly. You should be a plumber. You know what I mean? Does that work?
I don't know. Yeah, you have a lovely crack.
Like
the most cliche things of all time. Like that's what bothers me, I guess, more than anything else is when you get cliche with it.
What do people always say to you when you tell them what you do for work?
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
One of our radio buddies from back east is listening on radio.com right now. And he goes, yeah, who does that? Oh, I don't listen to the radio. Oh, do you ever look at somebody and go, oh, I don't go to the doctor? You know what I mean? You know, oh.
I don't do the nursing.
Yeah, I never... I never shop at your store. No one ever says that. You know what I mean? No one ever does. It's a weird thing. What do people say when you tell them what you do for a living? Veronica, what do they say to you?
Oh, I work in retail, and so I travel a lot for work. So I'll be like, oh, I work in retail. They're like, oh, I don't even shop at stores anymore. I just order everything online. And I'm like, ugh.
That is the only other one. That's the other industry that they get that.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure. Yeah, I just buy online. Yeah, thanks. You know, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, let's jump to Natalie. Natalie in the Northwest. Oh, what is it you do for a living?
I'm in the Air Force.
And what do people always say to you?
I'm always a pilot.
Well, that's kind of cool. They think that you're somewhat proficient. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All I do is fly planes, apparently.
That's the only thing you can do in the Air Force. You can only fly planes, apparently. That's ridiculous.
No, I think they're trying to pay you a compliment, though.
No, I think people automatically assume. Like, that's the problem is I'm like, there's so many people that make that job go, that make a pilot able to do what he, mechanics, all like all these
of course,
behind the
no,
scenes.
No, we all know.
I
that.
Know, but like the assumption bothers me. I don't know why.
What is it you do with the Air Force or in the Air Force?
I'm a maintainer.
Awesome. And you're a mom, so we'll let you get back to it.
Yeah.
Yes. You tell she's so distracted. Her kid is in the backseat acting the fool right now, and she's trying to hold it together for the radio, but it's not happening. Juan, what is it you do for a living?
So, as you guys know, I'm an artist illustrator.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, mm-hmm. let's get a free plug in here. They're selling, what you're selling at Hot Topic?
It's called, my bunny's name is Felipe, and it's the smile figure. And it's on Hot Topic online right now.
And it's blowing up right now.
I love it.
And here's the thing. And it's kind of like in a trial situation right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like they kind of test everything out when it's not like giant like brands like Hello Kitty. So it's like they're putting it out there. You know, it's like, hey, you do good here. We're going to put you in like hundreds of stores nationwide. So
that's cool.
It's on. The link is on my Facebook page if you want to go. If you want to go, and we'll share it on the 98.5 KLUC Facebook page. If you want to go buy one and support our boy. He's the guy who does the murals at Toy Drive.
Yes.
As well. So when you tell people you're an artist, I can only imagine.
Because, so like, you know, the stuff I do is kind of cartoon and kind of cute. So it's like I get a lot of that. I like a lot of the different things. You know, it's like, is it a job? Like, what do you really do for a living? But the one that, like, I think they're trying to be nice, but it's like, you know, I'm an artist illustrator. They're like, oh, yeah, my 5-year-old likes to draw cartoons, too. And I'm like,
Yeah, we think he's really talented. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can. I'm sure he can do what you do.
That's,
My kid could do that. That's a big one.
That's great. Yeah, would you take a look at my kid's stuff? Maybe you could make figures out of my kid's stuff, too.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
You probably. I'm glad things are going well. We'll talk soon.
No, thank you, guys.
Eric, what do you do for work?
First responder. I work for one of the ambulance companies out here in Vegas.
I hope they say thank you.
It's interesting. So even when we pick up patients, a lot of people just call us taxi drivers.
Rude. No.
Well, then they should be tipping better.
It happens
better.
A lot.
Right?
They should be tipping better because that's ridiculous.
It's funny because people will be taking them to the hospital or just people will like ask us what we do and they're just like, oh, you're just our ride to the ambulance or to the hospital. And it's funny. So there's a lot of people who we put Uber stickers or like how do you call it? One of those taxi stickers on the front of the dash just because people always think we're just taxi drivers.
That's insane.
That's
insane. Mike, people just don't even know what your job means when you tell them what you do.
Yeah, I work in orthotics and prosthetics, so they just don't know our field. So whenever I say it, they think I'm working with teeth or with braces. They're like, oh, that's cool. That must be a hard job. Like, actually, we do orthotics and artificial limbs. So you have to say that when you say where you work. I'm in orthotics and prosthetics. We do artificial limbs and braces.
And then,
they understand.
And then when you tell them artificial limbs, do they go, ew?
No, they think it's cool. Then they think I'm working with robotics.
Yeah. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. I'd roll with that.
Exactly. Just keep it going. make a good story and then continue with the next one.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Just keep moving on. Paula says, one of my favorite questions after I tell somebody my occupation is, how long did it take to learn Braille? I am a deaf ed interpreter. Braille doesn't come into play.
Yeah.
I often have to tell people after my blank stare that I use sign language. I don't need to know Braille since the people just can't hear. They can still see. My parents are deaf, and people yell at them all the time. One time my dad told them, you can yell as loud as you like. I still can't hear you.
Good one.
Ridiculous.
That's funny.
Oh, yes, Kelly in Centennial Hills. After you tell people what you do, which is?
I'm actually a bookkeeper for a local CPA.
Yeah, and this time of the year, what do they always say to you?
Especially during this time of the year. So I actually don't deal with anything personal. It's strictly business, and I do their bookkeeping on a monthly basis. And I always get, can you do my taxes? And I don't do personal stuff.
Yeah, you're like, I could. I'm not going to.
I completely could. It's just all about, you know, plugging numbers in and putting them in the right spot. But that's not what I do.
That's not what you do.
Wow.
Precious, what do you do for work?
I'm a fraud analyst.
Oh, God. What do people say to you when you tell them what you do?
They either ask how much I make, or because I deal with fraud, I must know how to get away with fraud.
Right. That's a weird.
Well,
that's
I mean,
a
do
weird...
you?
No, not at all.
Really? You don't know where the secrets are?
No, I don't specialize in that. I specialize in catching the perpetrators that try to commit fraud. I hate when they ask me like, so you must be well at committing fraud. You could probably do credit card fraud. No, that's not the end of the business that I'm on. Yeah. How much you make? Why are you going to ask my boss to give me a raise?
Yeah, that's
don't understand.
That's an odd question. I mean, and that's a question a lot of people ask about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But to pop right off with, how much money do you make? How much money do you make?
I love when people tell me, they don't even ask me. Some people will go, oh, I know you make this much. And I'm like, no, that would be so nice, though. I would love that.
Well, or you get a lot of times, well, I hear there's no money in radio. Well, for some people, it's like every industry.
Yeah.
There's no money in it. Other people do quite well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Sharon in Henderson, what do you do for a living?
I do mammograms.
Oh, I can only imagine what you get.
What do they say to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Most women will say, oh, you play with boobs all day.
Yeah.
Men give me a high five, you know, a pound, you know, like I've got the best job in the world.
Which,
it is not the best job in the world.
No.
I love what I do, but it is a very hard job. Very hard job.
Yes. It is a very hard job, and it's not. Yeah, you're not doing much playing. Let's be honest here.
And you're not seeing them in the most flattering way.
But they sure think we do.
Yeah, that's right. Honestly, what you're doing to those boobs, it's not cute.
I would just feel like I'm subjecting like pain on people the whole time. I'm just like, oh, I look bad.
And Rachel in Henderson, what do you do?
I'm actually a stay-at-home mom, and everybody thinks, oh, you get to do whatever you want at home.
Yeah, that's nice. You're just in your pajamas all day. Oh, that must be great.
I'm up at 6 o'clock every day.
Yep.
And I don't get to go to bed until after the kids go to sleep.
No, it's tough. It's all tough. Everything's got their... What are you laughing at?
Can I tell you, so my sister-in-law does this, and so when people ask her, oh, so you just must sit around all day, she goes, you know that movie Bad Moms? That's me.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'll say this up front. I don't like Jake Paul very much. I don't. Big YouTube star. You know who Jake Paul is, yeah?
I've never heard of him.
Really? See, this is the fun thing about this. So there was a sub-question. There was a sub-question with this story. Are YouTubers real celebrities? And I guess the bar for me is that line shifts kind of for everybody.
Yeah.
So if you know who they are, the answer is yes.
Okay.
If you know who they are, it's kind of when you go out and do career day or you do Nevada Reading Week or stuff, and kids will ask you all the time, are you famous? As a kid's ask.
That's so
funny.
Are
you famous? How do you answer that question?
No. I talk to a lot of people in the morning, and that's kind of how
I say, what do you think? I say it's up to you. If you think so, cool. If you don't, okay.
Here's my thing.
I have no control over this.
So really, I didn't think so at first. I didn't think YouTubers were like official celebrities until Emma Chamberlain, who is a huge YouTuber, was on the cover of Cosmo like 2 months ago.
Sure.
And I was like, they did a whole feature and I was like, all right, that actually, I might be able to take that back a little
bit. But did you know? But did you know who she was?
I didn't know. I had to investigate that, but I know who like Jake Paul is.
Sure. I just figured maybe because of your kid.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think if you're into that YouTube star, then yes, they're famous.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Is Jake Paul the one that married the girl that, other YouTuber?
I don't know. But I know that Sunday morning, Gigi Hadid jumped into a little Twitter battle that was going on. She clapped back at this Jake Paul because Jake Paul insulted Zayn Malik, who's Gigi's boyfriend.
Yes.
Zayn's from One Direction. Apparently, they were both at the fight on Saturday, and they both had neighboring penthouses at the Westgate.
Oh, okay.
Which I just find the whole thing I find fascinating that they were both there and they both got a penthouse at the Westgate, which I'll bet is spectacular.
Oh yeah,
I'll bet is amazing. So, at some point, this Jake Paul asks Zayn if he wants to hang out in his penthouse, and Zayn says no, and Jake Paul gets attitude about it and goes on Twitter and says that he, quote, almost had to clap up Zayn from One Direction because he's a little guy and has an attitude, and he basically told me to F off for no reason when I was being nice to him. Zayn, I know you're reading this. Stop being angry because you came home alone to your big hotel room. Ha, 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 ha. Zayn didn't say Zayn didn't say anything because he probably is not reading. He's probably not on Twitter.
He don't care.
He's probably not on Twitter. And he probably has a few more notifications than the rest of us.
Yep.
So things get lost in the shuffle. But Gigi apparently saw it.
Oh.
And she's walking a runway in Europe. she's other side of the world.
Yes.
She claps back and says, because he doesn't care to hang with you and your embarrassing crew of YouTube groupies. He's home alone. He's home alone with his best friends like a respectful king because he has me, sweetie. I'm unbothered by your irrelevant, ugly.
No.
Go to bed. Now, I didn't like Jake Paul before, but I like him a little more now because apparently last night, Jake Paul deletes this tweet. He deletes all the tweets about Zayn.
Okay.
And then tweeted out, someone needs to take my phone when I'm drunk because I am an effing idiot.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Time to play. Think fast. Melissa from Henderson is going to play the game with us. It's really simple. You just got to do what we tell you to do. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? You ready? You ready?
Yes, I'm nervous.
Yeah, but just
don't be nervous.
The idea is think fast, and then just the first thing that comes into your mind, just blurt it out.
Gotcha.
And if you make any sense at all, you get the point. if you're first, okay. If you remember, haven't we played Think Fast before?
We have played Think Fast before, so.
And what's weird is that Kayla really wants to play this game, and she sucks under pressure.
I do, but weirdly enough, last time we played this, I did really well at this game. I was like, all right, this is my wheelhouse.
Kayla found a new level. Kayla found a completely new level last time. And it was just like, I'm like, who are you? Really, after the game was over, I'm like, what happened? And she kind of like shook her head and she's like, I don't know.
Superhero apparently came out.
I don't know. Kayla's like a little bit of sweat coming off her forehead. She's like, what happened?
You know what we're doing. We're teeing you up for ultimate failure right now, though.
No, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to help my buddy Melissa. Doesn't matter. By the way, Melissa, here's the dirty secret. You're winning these Niall Horan tickets anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, just give it a swing.
Little Justin and I can't win them. So.
And thanks to our buddies at Centennial Toyota, we'll give you a Chep Buchanan Show shirt, too.
Whoop.
Just because we dig you. All right.
I'm so excited.
Okay, here we go. You ready? Here we go. Yeah. Number one. With the funky Think Fast music. Name a dessert that starts with C.
Cheesecake.
Bam!
No!
Little Jess! Bam! Little Jess, 1-0. Cheesecake.
I didn't hear anything. Oh.
You what?
Oh, okay. Oh, she didn't hear Little Jess.
Oh, well, that's all right. Don't worry about that. You didn't even answer. I mean, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, she doesn't have to worry what you say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. She said cheesecake, by the way. Cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Name a local mall that starts with M.
Meadows Mall.
Bam,
Meadows.
Little Jess, 2-0.
Oh, my God.
That's what's not vitamins today.
Little Jess, 2-0. Her day today. Okay, ready? Name a movie that starts with P.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Bam, Little Jess. How are you so good at this? Little Jess, 3-0.
And vitamin C, girl.
Bam, Little Jess, 3-0. She's the Bernie Sanders of Think Fast. Crushing the game. Just crushing it. Name an instrument that starts with a T.
Trumpet.
I'm going to give that one to Kayla.
Yes.
Give that one to Kayla just because, you know, just because Kayla needs
one. I'm going to give
We you, heard you.
Melissa, you were pretty good.
Oh, okay.
You just weren't, you weren't quick enough, girl. Name an over-the-counter medicine that starts with a P.
Percocet.
Not over the...
Prednisone.
Prilosec, because the rest of those are not over the counter.
That's
give
right.
Yeah, give Melissa one.
By the way, we're so bad.
We get Percocet.
Percocet. Bam, Percocet.
Is that hip-hop music?
Purple drink.
The only other thing I can think of was Pepto-Bismol. Is that so bad?
Yes, and you should have said that. You would have won.
I was laughing at Percocet.
Purple drink. Does purple drink work? All right. What's the score?
Melissa and I both have one. Lil Jess has 3.
Let's see what we got. Name something that can burn you that starts with an S.
Oh, Sizzler.
Sparks.
I don't know.
I'll take Sizzler.
Sizzler? The restaurant? Sizzler. Oh, I see
like
your favorite
said,
is. That's
made...
right.
I said
that's
it's just got to make some sort of sense.
That's right. If you were going to...
It's just got to make some sort of sense.
Yeah, that made sense. Name okay.
Okay, here we go. Name a body part that starts with a T.
Tummy.
Did you say tummy?
No, I said
toe, teeth. Toe.
Teeth works. Teeth that's works. A body part. Kayla, is it tied?
It's tied!
Nice job. No,
is
nice
teeth
job,
really
Melissa,
a body part, cleaner. Though? It's sure more of a bone.
It's in your body. It don't matter.
Isn't it a bone?
But just that, why are we... Well, I said if it even vaguely makes
is.
Sense. I know who's a pain in my you-know-what.
Oh, that would be me.
A Ding! Body part that starts with an A. Name a quality of Oprah's that starts with F.
Fine.
I'll take fine. Fine.
A quality. Oh, free.
Funny. Whatever.
Okay. Whatever. I was thinking, I'm like, all I can think is you get a car.
Melissa, Melissa, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, let's play one more.
Okay.
Name something you do in bed that starts with W.
Watch.
Yeah, watch TV.
Ah.
Okay, what's the final score?
Melissa has 2. Kayla has 3. Lil Jess has 4.
Lil Jess has 4.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
If you got to choose, how old do you want to live to be?
Oh, if you never got thought about it.
Only 17% of people say forever. 9% of people say they want to be 200. That's too much.
That sounds like a lot.
200, that's a lot.
I wouldn't mind like 105.
I want to be 6% said somewhere between 125 and 200. 11% said between 100 and 125. 17% got between 90 to 100. So that one got as many votes as forever, and that's tied for number one. Forever or between 90 or 100?
I would like forever. Here's my thing. I would like to do 112 years, at least 112 years. And the only reason is because I would like to live in three different centuries.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I know that's kind of weird.
I want to live 1 week after the money runs out.
Terrible.
I can make it another week. I can make it a week on nothing. Yeah, I want to live one more week till after the money runs out.
Oh, that's
so whenever
funny.
Whenever that falls, I'm probably out.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
We are commercial free, and Lil Jess, who is contestant number one?
Michael Hotelling from the Northwest.
Michael, what you going to do for a buzzer today?
Honk, honk.
I don't know why that's so great.
If you can get that out.
It's lame, but hey, it works.
No, it's not lame at all. It's beautiful. Oh, and who's contestant number two?
Erilyn Figarigan from the Northwest.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that to you on Monday, why you got to have all the tough last names.
I'm going to just start making up new names. Becky Smith. Becky, like, nah, you're going to be Becky.
Hey, Erilyn, what's your buzzer going to be?
Bazinga.
Of course, see, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Make sure you speak up nice and loud so we can hear you, though. Even though we know you're sneaking this at work. Because you're like, what do I care? Everybody wins.
Exactly.
So both the prizes are pretty good. So here, I'm going to turn you up nice and loud, Erilyn, so you can do your thing. Kayla's got question number one here.
So which former Office cast member said he would love to do a reunion? Is that Rainn Wilson, Steve Carell, or John Krasinski?
Bazinga.
Erilyn.
John Krasinski?
Is it John Krasinski? Why, yes, it is. I don't know why I feel like I have to speak softly. But I kind of feel like I have to. One tip, Erilyn, question two.
The entire cast of which hit 2000s show confirmed a one-off reunion to debut on HBO Max? Is that Everybody Loves Raymond, That 70s Show, or Friends?
Bazinga.
Yes,
Erilyn. No, Michael, not even close. Erilyn.
That 70s Show.
That 70s Show. It's funny because this was a big,
everywhere,
a big headline. Yeah.
Michael, was it Everybody Loves Raymond or Friends?
Friends.
Yeah, it was Friends. Yeah, and they're paying up to $18 million for the cast to do this thing.
It's crazy.
That I honestly believe is going to be a huge disappointment for a lot of people.
Oh, and it's the thing that they're like going to roll out as soon as HBO Max drops or whatever it's supposed to be.
They're going to do the show, and it's going to be like a clip show, and they'll talk about the show and all that kind of stuff. I just think by the time this happens in May. Is that what you said? May. That the hype's going to be so big that they'll never be able to live up to it.
That's true.
Kind of like the last Seinfeld show or the last episode of Friends.
Everybody went, I want them when they do the clips part of it, I want them to be like, oh, yeah, no, Joey and I were in the middle of a fight through that whole thing. Like,
yeah, if they tell good stories.
Yeah, like, that would be great.
Is it Erilyn 2-Zip?
No, Erilyn and Michael are tied.
Like I said, Erilyn and Michael are tied. that's right, because she didn't get it. She didn't get it, and he did. So, therefore, we just have to make this all-important third and final question worth 1 point.
So, which KLUCR?
Chad, can we make it worth 6 points for Ryan Newman?
You're a good man. Ryan Newman, who walked out of the hospital. There were so many stories that I can't tell right now. Ryan Newman's the NASCAR guy, the bad wreck at Daytona. Everybody was like, ugh. And then they wrecked the car again yesterday. But not as bad. Six points for Ryan Newman. Yes, sir.
So which KLUC artist just got his 7th number one album on the Billboard 200 chart? Is that Harry Styles, Justin Bieber, or Post Malone?
Bazinga.
Hong Kong.
Erilyn.
Justin Bieber?
Is it Justin Bieber for the win? Not so dramatic. Because you know what?
The Biebs.
Here's the thing. Yeah, by the way, out of all those, who's going to have 7 already?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Who's going to have 7?
Mm-hmm.
That takes a little tenure.
Exactly.
To be able to do it. So, Michael, did you go yesterday?
I did.
Did you stay?
I went all the whole weekend.
Did you stay for the Xfinity race?
I saw you in the victory lane, and I yelled out for you, but you were busy. You were another piece.
that's amazing, because honestly, I am so thirsty for attention that if anybody yells out my name, I'm like, what? What? I'm like, yeah, well, I'm
you
sorry, what?
Is that me?
Yeah, are you calling me? Wow.
That's funny.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, I'm sorry. it wouldn't be so funny
Mystery
if it wasn't
Lane is
true.
Always crowded. And
no, it is. Up. It is. I'm sorry we didn't see each other. But listen, Michael's a winner. Erlyn's a winner. But yeah. Only one can be a champion today, and that is Erlyn, the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Breaking predator news. Sorry, I was kidding. Yes, breaking news.
Harvey Weinstein was convicted this morning at his New York sexual assault trial.
How many of them? How many counts? Because there were two that they were wondering if they could have a hung jury, and then if they could just convict on the other ones.
I'm pulling it up right now because it literally just came across my timeline.
Oh, wait. Found guilty on 2 of 5.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Wow. I know, right?
Yeah, some's better than nothing. Should have been 5 of 5, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
But you know what? Two is better than none.
Yeah.
Because quite honestly, that stuff's hard to prove. It is.
Well, especially when time goes by, too, mm-hmm. and that adds a factor into it and everything. He's just a disgusting human being, in my opinion, and I'm actually really glad to see that verdict come down.
No, I think that's a fact.
Yep.
Some people like to fight.
We went through this whole thing this weekend. We have these classes we have to take within our company, and it's all about throwing your opinions out there and like plagiarism and all this other crazy stuff. And part of it's like you have to make sure that you specify this thing. So like I'm very hypersensitive to it. So I want to say, in my opinion, Harvey Weinstein is a disgusting human being.
Scumbag. Fact.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Scumbag. Dirtbag. Fact.
But yes, so I'm glad to see this verdict come down and there's justice in the system for the women that he did all this stuff to.
What is this thing that you had to take? Do I have to take it?
Yeah, you're supposed to take these classes.
When?
I don't know.
Did I get an email?
Yeah, we did get an email about it. It's like training and stuff like that. You know those stupid HR trainings?
When did we get the email?
A couple weeks ago.
Maybe they fired me and I didn't realize.
Have you been
Maybe
getting
I
a paycheck?
Got fired and I've just been showing up. Who knows? I don't know about that email. Maybe they figure I'm all too far gone.
Maybe. They're like,
yeah, it's fine. He's not
following the rules.
He's not doing that.
Yep.
Did we really get an email?
Yeah. You gotta go do it.
Someone go check my key card.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And now I will get fired because I don't know how to operate the system. Okay.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla looks ready.
So very self-serving, I know, but... Friday night, I came home. I had a really, really long day, and I came home about 7 o'clock, and my boyfriend had purchased me a brand new computer. It was so sweet because I literally, for a year now, I've been complaining about, I need a new computer, and
I just haven't done
the work. I know.
Don't
it's so
I
bad.
Know it.
So I was just really appreciative of it, and he found a really, really good deal, and he went and picked it up and had it as a surprise for me. So my boyfriend, buddy, you is.
It's not even your birthday, not even the anniversary, nothing.
Yep.
Oh, no wonder you look so tired today.
The greatest person in the world.
A little payback, the action. Lil Jess, who's your greatest person?
I'm going to try to do this without crying. So a 12-year-old boy by the name of Andres dropped off his puppy at a local animal shelter and left a note with it. And it said, I decided to leave my dog in your hands, hiding it from my dad because he's thinking about selling him. But he mistreats and kicks him. One day he kicked him so hard that he hurt his tail. I hope you can help and take care of him. I left him a stuffed animal so he won't forget me. So Andres, knowing the difference between right and wrong, and not only knowing that, but acting on it, and that's your puppy, and you know, you're going against your dad, dude, you is the greatest.
Sure you are.
The greatest person in the world.
That's so sweet.
USA 1980 Olympic hockey team, partial vote.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe and Gigi.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye today at 10 o'clock at Staples Center. But this is really, really good. So the Washington Post, I think we all saw, if you watched any sports highlights over the weekend, this guy named Dave Ayers. Dave Ayers underwent a kidney transplant in 2004. He has been working as the director of operations in Toronto at this athletic center. And he goes to all the Toronto Maple Leaf games because he is the emergency goalie. At every game, there is an emergency goalie who is available to either team if their two goalies get injured. Because, I mean, imagine. So if Fleury started the game and got hurt, and then Subban came in, and then he got hurt too, then what do you do?
What are you going to do? Yeah.
You slap the pads on Pacioretty? Probably not. You know what I mean? Probably not. So they've got it. They've got an emergency goalie. And in Toronto, it was this dude, Dave Ayers. And again, he had a kidney transplant 15 years ago, almost 16 years ago now. So he gets the call. He immediately he has to go into the game as the Carolina Hurricanes emergency goalie, immediately gives up two goals on three shots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
End of the second period comes. He says, I told the boys in the dressing room, once we come out for the third, I'll be settled down and ready to win this game. It was awesome. Obviously, the time of my life out there. I've been on this ice many times without fans. He runs the Zamboni also.
I love that.
I've been on this ice many times without fans. Put fans in the mix, and it's a whole different game, obviously. But hey, once in a lifetime, I'll take it. He stopped all seven shots that he faced in the third period, and Carolina wins 6-3 over his hometown Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, my God.
Which is amazing. But I still wonder if his friends are really going to give him a bunch of crap. Yeah. You know what I mean? It would be like if a Vegas guy, you know, ended up in the net for Carolina.
That's right.
And then Carolina beats the Golden Knights. You're like, hey, good for you, bro. Maybe not so good yet. But hey, Dave Ayers, good for you, man, and you is.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Well, Jess, who's on the phone?
Amanda Aiken from Summerlin.
Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Did you have a lovely weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It's getting even better.
Even on a Monday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. We actually don't hate Mondays as much as most people.
I love Mondays. Tuesdays are my downfall, but Mondays are great for
me. Yeah, Tuesdays can be rough.
Yeah.
Because that's that first one where we get short night of sleep.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Thank you to our friends at Meineke for the final exam to celebrate Customer Appreciation Month. They're doing $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Boom! That just happened. $14.95 synthetic oil changes. And Meineke and Amanda, who was our winner earlier today when we played Think Fast?
Lil Jess.
Yeah, Lil Jess was the winner. Lil Jess was the winner.
Get out the way. 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 Get out the way.
So Lil Jess was a winner, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Monster Jam, March 21st and 22nd. Rain or shine. Sam Boyd Stadium. It's all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
You're welcome. See, she's legit excited.
That's very cool. Uh-huh.
We are going to have a fistful of Rebel tickets for Senior Night Whiteout on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
More Monster Jam tickets. More Niall Horan tickets, more Adam Lambert tickets, more $250 promo cards to Living Spaces. If you like to win stuff, this is your joint. And hopefully we'll have funny stuff, too. That's the plan. So everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jet Buchanan Show. The Jet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. Thank you again to our buddies at Meineke to celebrate Customer Appreciation Month. They're doing $14.95 synthetic oil changes. Boom, that just happened. Meineke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.